Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
College, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESP, and an ass promise. He is Jason Lockenfora, Radio.com, NFL insider. Kickoff tonight, Texans, Chiefs. Awesome game tonight for sure, and he joins us now. Hey, Jason, how you doing, man? And appreciate the time.
I'm doing well. Hope you guys are doing the same.
Oh, we're excited. We're excited. What does it say that we are here, that we have reached this point? I mean, because honestly, there was a time in this country not too long ago where I think we all wondered, would this day come? So what does it say about the NFL, about players, that we are at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote a column about this at the beginning of the week. I mean, I don't think we're given enough credit to how many men and women put countless hours into figuring out protocols and thresholds and standards and a way to try to create a climate where you could continue with something of this scale, which required, in the last 6 weeks, there's been, I think, a limit of 185 people in each of these 32 NFL buildings spread out all across the country where COVID is, in many cases, still, you know, running rampant. The numbers aren't going in the right directions in the community at large. There hasn't been a coordinated federal response, and yet this league and these teams and these coaches and these players have figured out a way to get to this point where, I mean, to me, it's a miracle. We're talking one new confirmed case in the last 2 weeks of all the players in the league at a time when they were carrying 80-man rosters for part of that time. I mean, that's staggering, and especially the players. You know, peer pressure can run both ways, right? You think of peer pressure a lot of times and you're a kid and somebody's trying to get you to do something you shouldn't do or you know is not right, but all the cool kids are doing it. I mean, there's a very different kind of positive peer pressure going on in the NFL where the leaders of these teams, the veterans, guys who understand what's at stake and how a few slip-ups can cost everybody their paychecks for 17 weeks. And they're getting people to fall in line, and everyone is abiding by the protocols. And I don't mean that the flip side of that is we should blame people for getting sick. You know, you don't always know what happened. And guys might get sick in this league because, God forbid, they're on a bus and something was, you know, they didn't clean the bus the right way before the last team got out of it, or, you know, something at a private airstrip or something on a plane. Like, just because if there is an outbreak, it doesn't mean somebody did something wrong. But if there isn't an outbreak, you have to applaud everyone who is clearly doing things right. And the players have done an amazing job policing this themselves.
No doubt. And I think we're all grateful that we've got football tonight. Yeah. It looks like, hopefully, for a full season. Speaking of that, obviously Houston's visiting the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. How much of a chance do you give Kansas City, Jason? We know it's hard to repeat. There's a lot of today. You're picking KC or you're picking the field. Which way would you lean on that in terms of KC's chances of getting back and winning it again?
Oh, boy. I'm not a big repeat guy, but it's not a whole lot of other Patrick Mahomes walking around, you know, other NFL locker rooms. And there's not, you know, not everybody has an Andy Reid. And, you know, the big concern I had was, would they have to rob Peter to pay Paul? Would they have to, you know, they got Tariq and they got Kelce on team-friendly deals before. But what is this Mahomes thing going to do to the picture? And they're able to get Mahomes for 12 years. 12 years at 2020 present-day prices. And they do it so cheap, what, $63 million the first 3 years, that not only are they able to franchise Chris Jones, they're able to secure him long-term. And it's year two in Spagnuolo's defense, and they got better week by week last year. And nobody else got to practice But you know what? Just the virtual work might have helped them because they had such a long grind in the playoffs. And maybe their legs are a little fresher and that Super Bowl hangover doesn't affect them as much. And Lord knows they already know what they're doing on both sides of the ball in terms of scheme and continuity. And especially with this being a year where this unusual training camp and preseason will affect some teams more than others, I think that's even more of an advantage for the Chiefs. I'm very bullish on them. I mean, I guess if I was actually making this bet, I'd have to take the field just because of logic. But I still think they're the team to beat going into this season.
We are, of course, talking to Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Jason Lockenford, brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into 10 grand at Radio.com/picks to sign up. In terms of the candidates, obviously you have the Ravens. Who else? I mean, a lot of buzz. I mean, I personally am pretty high on Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
I think if you can do what they did last year and be in the conversation at all with Doug Hodges as a quarterback, when you get Big Ben, there's going to be a jump there. Who are the candidates to unseat Kansas City in your mind?
Yeah, I think the top three teams in the AFC that I would kind of cluster together are Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Kansas City. And then I think there's another tier after that. Indianapolis, I kind of like from the South. If they can avoid further catastrophic injury, I'm inclined to put the Chargers in that second tier, but they never seem to be able to avoid, catastrophic injury, and they've already suffered one with Derwin James out for the year. So I say that with some trepidation. You know, I think Cleveland can make a little noise. There's some teams that I would cluster in that second group. In the NFC, I would say Seattle. I would say San Francisco for me. And then the two teams from the South, Tampa and New Orleans. That would kind of be my first tier if I was clustering teams. And then the second tier, I would have Minnesota. I would have somebody like Dallas, Philadelphia, probably a couple other teams. But if you made me say, all right, there's 32 teams in the league, pick your half dozen that you think have the best shot to win it all, it would be those three from the AFC and probably the first three I mentioned from the NFC.
What do you think about the Titans, Jason? I heard you say the Colts you like there.
Tier for me. Yeah, they'd be in that. They'd be definitely in that second tier for me.
Is Clowney a difference maker, you think, for them?
I it's so hard to say with this being such a weird off season and given his injury history in the past. It certainly helps. It certainly helps, no doubt about it. And I kind of felt like they certainly could use an injection of a few more potential playmakers on that side, on the defensive side of the ball. I'm a little concerned about some of the losses on the offensive line. And how that's going to manifest itself. And when they're rolling, they're a bully. I mean, they just want to punch you in the face up and down the field when they got the ball in their hands, and it sets you up for that play-action stuff that Tannehill does so well. Now, I think that I don't know that I can lump them in as, like, the Super Bowl favorites, but I certainly think they're in that next tier of teams that are going to win a lot of games. They're not going to beat themselves. They know who they are. They're not going to get too cute. And certainly they showed last year that they can bang heads with the big boys.
Well, what's interesting to me about the Titans, Jason, is that everybody talks about Ryan Tannehill and can Ryan Tannehill duplicate what he did last regular season. First of all, the answer is no, he cannot. Secondly is if you watch them in the playoffs, Ryan Tannehill was not very good, nor did they ask him to do very much.
They didn't make him do a whole lot.
Exactly.
Just hit a couple bombs on play action and stay out of the way. Yeah.
To me, the question is, can Derrick Henry replicate what he did last?
Sure.
Absolutely. And so that's why I would ask you. I mean, now NFL teams see him coming. They're going to load the box for sure. Can he do what they need him to do again?
Well, I guess, we'll see sort of what the happy medium is. I think the tight end is somebody they could certainly exploit matchups with, and we saw them do that at times, especially in the second half of the season. But could they run even more of the offense through him? I think so. We know what AJ is. Can Corey put it together? Can they find secondary receivers, who step up with consistency and take a little bit, off of Derek's plate? that, you know, I think is something that, that could be a key for them. I think they could get a little more balanced. And I think Ryan Tannehill's a winning NFL quarterback. I don't think what he did last year, you know, was a fluke. And I think he knows who he is now, too, and he's comfortable in his own skin in a way that he never was in Miami, because he was kind of, he was caught in a tug of war between coaching, multiple coaching staffs and multiple regimes in terms of the front office. And he, you know, he felt like he always had to live up to that draft billing, where in Tennessee, all he's got to do is just live up to a guy who plays winning football. Yeah. Doesn't get us behind the chains, doesn't turn the ball over inside his own 20, you know, doesn't force things when there's nothing, you know, there's nothing there to be gained. So I think he's a good fit for what they do.
Jason, I know you love Kyler Murray and the potential right there. And what can they make a jump in that division? I think it was the only division in football had three teams with winning records. They're in such a tough division. I'm with you. Kyler's going to what kind of season can the Cardinals have?
I'm not worried about their offense one bit. I just don't know. Can they play defense? Can Vance Joseph get that group together? Can he put guys in spots to succeed? My concerns are on the other side of the ball. Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray are going to do a lot of damage in this league. And you throw, you know, DeAndre Hopkins in there, and even, you know, Kenyon Drake. I mean, I can't explain why he was, you know, well, I maybe could. But regardless, he fit immediately. He energized that run game in a way David Johnson hadn't for years, and I think they're gonna be just fine, running the ball, throwing the ball. Kyler, I'm not saying he's gonna take a leap like Lamar did year one to year two, mm-hmm. but I'm also not gonna tell you that it's impossible. Like, I'm also not gonna completely rule it out and say no way in hell. I think he's going to be seen as a top 10 passer, a top 10 quarterback in this league by the end of the year. I just don't know how many points they're going to have to score right to be able to get in the playoffs. It's going to be quite a few. you know, and let's see. I like Seattle a lot, but I have questions about their offensive and defensive line. Like, who's going to get to the quarterback for Seattle? And if it's nobody, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, in San Francisco, their offensive line and their receiver room is already a triage unit. So if that continues, are they maybe not quite the bully they were last year? So, and I don't really fancy the Rams much at all. I mean, could they be 7-9 or something like that? Yeah, but I don't think they're a factor. So we'll see. It's definitely an intriguing division.
Yeah, of course, talking to Radio.com, Sports NFL Insider Jason Lockenford, brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into $10,000 at Radio.com/picks. To sign up. Jason, a low-key acquisition for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers earlier this year, Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay. Yeah, no, it's kind of crazy. Where'd this guy come from? You know, it's interesting. You read and you listen to people talk about the Buccaneers, and it's almost like there is a big layer of skepticism about them. I am firmly not very skeptical about them because I think this is as loaded as an offense as he has maybe ever had. You can make that case. Where are you on the Bucs and Brady?
I think the Bucs will be for real. Now that's another division that, you know, obviously the Saints are an elite football team, and they've been together for a long time. And Sean Payton sent everybody home before the league did, right? I mean, he said, look, this COVID thing's for real. You guys are men. I respect you. I don't care what the league says. We're not opening our building up. It doesn't make sense to open our building up, and we'll react accordingly. They were ahead of the curve on that. I think they understand that a virtual offseason probably benefits them in ways it wouldn't most teams, including Tampa. So what did Tom Brady do? He didn't have a virtual offseason. He went down to the park and said, hey, you want to snap balls to me as my center this year? Like, you want to protect me, like, in September? You better be here in May. Hey, you want a contract year? You want to actually catch balls from me in October when it matters? You do? Yeah, well, I suggest you meet us at this place at this time in June. They were getting after it. And yes, he's got he's got three tight ends. Mike Evans is going in the season a little beat up, and I'm not sure he's going to play this weekend. But I also think he'll be back at some point. And he just has an array of weapons that he hasn't had to play with since probably the year they flirted with the perfect season. And defensively, they were figuring out what Todd Bowles wanted them to do as the season went on. And, you know, I think Antoine Winfield's going to be a great fit in that secondary that's already loaded with other first and second round picks. They discovered a pass rush last year, and I don't know if Shaq Barrett's going to get 16, 17, 18 sacks, But I also don't know that he has to for them still to be good. And they didn't run the ball a lick last year. And I think they got a decent offensive line, and they got a multitude of backs, and that's got to improve, you would think. And that's an area where Gronk helps as well. So, yeah, I think they're for real. There's some people who think it's a house of cards. I hear that narrative as well. I don't buy that. I think the Tampa Bay Bucs are going to be a force in January.
What did you make, Jason, of Bill O'Brien trading Hopkins to go back to that? And are we writing them off? Are we writing Houston off, which has got a stud, obviously, in Deshaun Watson without him? Or is that a deal where we're going to be looking at Bill O'Brien and saying he was a lot smarter than he got credit for when he made the trade?
Well, I don't think the trade made them better. You'd really and David Johnson.
Right.
I mean, the Cardinals just wanted to get rid of the contract, and not only did they get rid of the contract as part of the deal, but they get back a top five receiver. No, you're not going to convince me that that wasn't personal. That he didn't want to pay that player like he didn't want to pay Dwayne Brown, you know, and like he didn't want to pay Clowney. And that you're spiting yourself, you know. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face. They better get off to a fast start, because it doesn't matter what I think, doesn't matter what you think. The locker room knows, and the locker room sees, and the locker room knows exactly what Hopkins was and is, and they know exactly why he's not there. And I think they know who Randall Cobb is, and I think they know that Fuller seems to be hurt every other week. And I think they know that the offensive line, it's okay. But you got a left tackle making quarterback money. Are they going to be able to address other needs? And they didn't. They're not a robust team running the ball. And the defense really isn't that good. And I think that division's a little better. You know, we talked about Tennessee.
Right.
I think Indianapolis got better. Jacksonville's a train wreck. But I am not real bullish on the Texans. Now, I'll admit, I wasn't bullish on them last year. They won more games than I thought. So maybe I'm the wrong guy to ask. But I think that's a team that we'll look back on and say it's going to be a lot like Jacksonville. Like, man, remember that time they had that one crazy playoff run and the whole thing fell apart?
Yeah. Obviously, a changing of the guard there in New England. We know what Bill Belichick can do with quarterbacks. He had Matt Castle for a season and made him – I mean, got him paid, let's be honest. He got Matt Castle paid for that year in New England. Do you see the same happening for Cam in that he has a bit of a – you know, a transformation and a resurgence as a good quarterback in this league?
Well, I think Cam's going to be just fine. Now, they can tag him. You know, there's no provision in that deal that they can't tag him. So I think it starts with him being tagged. Now, has it become tag as a prelude to a trade, or is it tag as a prelude to a long-term contract, or is it a, hey, we got our house in order from a salary cap standpoint now, so we can just carry him 1 year on the tag? That remains to be seen. But I think Cam Newton will. I think Cam Newton is going to have a hell of a season.
Dallas or Philly in the NFC East, Jason?
Boy, I was leaning to Philly, and I'm betting when I had a. I think I probably picked Philly on CBSSports.com when we had to put in all our official predictions. But I just
the line.
The line and the receivers, Philly, like it's kind of like San Francisco. When you see this many things hit at certain position groups this early, and you've got this weird season where no one's even hit or you know, there've been not few live practices and no preseason games. You know, other guys are going to go down, and there's going to be more hamstrings and soft tissue stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm still a skeptic on Dallas's defense. I mean, I know they did some things to address stuff, but I'm not buying Alden Smith right now. I love Randy Gregory as a redemptive story, but I got to see the guy on the field like 6-8 weeks in a row before you tell me he's going to be a difference maker. I didn't get the McCoy signing. He's already out. So I have reservations, you know, about both teams. But they also each get to beat up on the Washington football team and the Giants twice. So that's four wins in their back pocket right there.
Yep, that's exactly right. Hey, Jason, man, great stuff. We appreciate
you,
the
brother.
Time as always.
My pleasure. Enjoy the game tonight. Thank you, fellas.
Yes, sir. He is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Jason Lockenfora, brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into $10,000 at Radio.com/picks to sign up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.